You're listening to the Fern Valley College Skills at Work program on Highland Radio. Let's hear from some of the students who have been involved in this project. Anthony is now going to speak to some of the pupils in our class about their main interests and what they've gained from the Skills at Work program.
This is Brian Devine. He is a 16-year-old student who lives in Killygarden. His main interest is farming. So Brian, tell me about your interest.
I work on a beef and sheep farm on the weekends in my free time. I'm doing ag science, and this will help me into Ballyhays College, where I plan to study agriculture and mechanics.
So what are you doing in ag science at the minute?
As part of agriculture science class, we have designed and planned to make sensory garden for autistic kids in our school.
Alex is a 17-year-old and has a keen interest in mountain biking. He was also very involved in the Cycle Against Suicide, which took place here a few weeks ago between Fern Valley College and St. Columbus College. So Alex, tell me more about mountain biking.
Well, I do enduro mountain biking. I take part in competitions all over Northern Ireland. I'm currently training for Dav Enduro, which is held near 30 minutes away from Cookstown. I train in Barnesmore Gap every weekend. I go to Dava Forest every two weeks. My favourite mountain bike park has to be Ross Trevor. It has everything I love. It has everything there. People are great. I always get the uplift, which is a minibus going to the top of the hill and drops you off and picks you up again. And I love the adrenaline and the air times and the jumps. I meet up with my friends and just have the crack and great day out. It's great fitness, and I think it's the best sport you can have. I was involved in the Cycle Against Suicide, which was held recently. We cycled from St. Columbus College to Glenties. It was a great day out, and it was great to take part of raising awareness of suicide and to let everyone know that there is help out there. And it was just we got t-shirts as well, and it was just a great day out.
Rhys McGahern is a 16-year-old student from the school. He lives in Stranraer and he is very involved in the sports in the school. He also is under-16 boys Gaelic team captain. So, tell me a bit about sports.
I enjoy being involved in sport. We have Gaelic football, soccer, basketball and athletics. We won the under-16 league against Errigal College. We had soccer training after school in the Vin Valley Centre with Mr. White and Mr. McDade. We also had basketball training at lunchtime.
Now one of our students, Rona Boyle, is going to recite an Irish poem, Glan Inne Molan, and our teacher, Miss Caroline Cairns, plays a slow air on a tin whistle.
Glan Inne Molan, ta aran fin ganta chir conal, ta si multan a bishu mo tas. Hani creer mo lavle penluia, ac near doan go fan saras. Ta chir moant ar alin dun luia, as glan goan go bard an cruin, Nil ein glan an erin gan alinta ag glan inia molan. Nil an scale a treidir mo clogin fan a scrif me mo lave mo fan. Ta me crora be hir ar lagin ferir ta mo Christian bo glan. Han a gishgin a finia an erlom on iachan gudji shra han ban. Jair an padar gudji an iamhindig imic ag glan inia molan.
Chasing all the headlights. Oh, 'cause you're always trying to get ahead of life. Baby, when you go, you know I'll be waiting on the other side. And I know it's cold, but if you stay, then I could keep you warm at night. Don't be a fool for the city nights. I know it's cruel, but it's only light.
Oh, I could
Now I have Alex speaking to Anthony Bogle from Castlefan. Anthony has been in the army the past 16 years and has had 3 trips overseas, and he is currently in Syria. Anthony came back to Van Valley College 3 years ago to do his leaving cert. He is now going to tell us a bit about his work and what it was like for him to come back to school.
What's the training like and what training do you do?
The training in the army, what's the training like? The training, I have to say, was very tough. I trained in Galway, and when I think back now, it was probably one of the best experiences of my life, apart from my kids. The friends you meet, the wee GL,
yeah.
And basically being put through your paces.
Yeah.
I look back and think about it, and it was brilliant crack. And the type of training we done ranges from everything, from when you go on, you're taught how to make your bed, make a bed block. You're taught how to march. You're out of run every day, you're training, you're absolutely in brilliant shape by the time training's over. You'll be doing push-ups, do your arms, break. That's if you mess up on anything. You get on the range, you'll be qualified to fire weapons, a rifle and a machine gun, amongst things. And no, training was brilliant, and the type of training, I can't say it was absolutely perfect. I wouldn't change my training for anything.
That's great to hear. Whereabouts do you do your training?
I done my training down in Galway, and that was back in 2000.
Right.
Mm.
What was it like coming back to school?
Coming back to school was very, very, it was different. It was challenging. I found it very, the first day getting in, found it very like, what am I doing here? But after chatting to teachers, and teachers pulling me aside and made us feel welcome, me and Martin, they made us both feel welcome. And I have to say, it was a brilliant journey for two years of leaving cert.
Yeah. What do you like or dislike about the army?
What I like about the army, I was never in a plane until I joined the army. So best thing with the army is you get to see a lot of the world, and you get to have so many friends. There's always crack up in the army camp, and there's never a dull day. Probably what I dislike most about the army would be probably long hours than a soldier would do compared to a civilian life. But saying that, that's what you're trained. You're getting trained for these kind of situations, where it'd be if there's flooding, if there's strikes, if there's your long escorts, you just have to be in great, because that's what you're training for at the end of the day, to go that extra, to push yourself that extra bit.
Even not seeing your family either, that's a hard one too.
That is hard, but there's more that everybody's in the same boat. If you're heading away somewhere, you always look to your left and right, and there's always some guy who's leaving his family, mm-hmm. and there's some girl who's leaving their kids. So it's the same for everybody, but you just, once you get out there and you get in the zone and you get focused to the job in hand, it's you get into a routine, and that's the main thing, you want you in a routine.
Yeah. How long have you been in the army?
As I say, I'm in the army 16 years. 16 years now, I'm actually in 16 years today. Jeez. Would you believe it? 16 years today. The 27th of February. No, that was it.
What was the minimum age that you could start the army?
Thinking back now, I think it was 17, definitely 17, because there was young guys who trained with me who were just turned 17. Now, I was 19 when I joined, so but there was some baby face guys there, and they were just turned 17.
What did your parents say about you going to the army, or are you thinking about the army?
Oh, when I headed away, my mum and dad were, they left me to Galway. I'll never forget that day, and they were teary-eyed, and they walked out the door. And as soon as they walked out the door, reality kicked in, because you soon learnt that you're here now, and mummy and daddy's gone, and nobody's going to look after you. So you just had to learn to stand on your feet.
Would you encourage young people to stay in school and to complete the Leaving Cert?
100%. Definitely would encourage young people to stay at school, because when I joined the army, there wasn't the biggest emphasis, on the army. You could have got in willy-nilly to such. I didn't have a Leaving Cert. I had no qualifications joining the army. Now, it's totally, totally changed. These tests you do online.
Right.
Or you go down and you do them. They're aptitude tests, they're called aptitude tests. And they're like sweet equations, they're maths, English, and you just have to answer them. You definitely do Leaving Cert, and I would definitely advise to doing the Leaving Cert.
All right. Did you enjoy the Skills of Work program?
I did definitely enjoy the Skills of Work program, because the thing I'll take the most of it was a good day over in Ceuta. We went there in Letterkenny, and it was a good bonding exercise. But also, what took out of it was the thought that we could something I never learned. I didn't do too well at school when I was until I went back. Was the thought of doing up a CV, because when I leave the army now, I'll need to be able to do up a CV. So. I thought it was absolutely beneficial for me that I actually now know how to do up a CV.
That's great. What was the most interesting part for you?
Was that being back at school?
Yeah.
Just getting a second chance. Getting a second chance to go back to school and just kind of better myself now, because I have something now that I never had. And if kids coming up, at least now I can say, listen, I have 4 B's and 2 D's. I haven't been insert, and I'm over the moon with that. So, but definitely the sense of accomplishment when I've done the Leaving Cert. Because I didn't think I could do it halfway through it, and that's been true for a wee.
Yeah. I know you're going to Syria soon. What will you be doing there?
I'm heading to Syria now on the 7th of April. And I'm working out the 52nd Infantry Group, UNDOF. And I'm going to be driving a MOAG. Basically, it's like a big... It's like a big tank with 8 wheels. Right. And I'm going to be driving around Syria, around the Golan Heights area, and we're just patrolling and just observing. Now, there's a ceasefire just started there, and we'll just be observing now all the different factions out there, and hopefully everything goes smooth out there.
Yeah, hope for the best. How do you feel about going, and how long are you going for?
We're heading for a 6-month tour of duty, and... I feel, I've got long enough to prepare for it now, and I've got the kids prepared too. So, I just want to get out there. I asked any soldier now who's in the training, we just want to get out there now and get done, because we've just get out and get going and get back. That's the way we all feel. So, we've a job to do, we'll go and do it and we'll come back.
Yeah. Alright, thank you for talking to us today.
No problem, Alex, thank you.
Kathleen Bradley, aka Katie B, is from Stranraer and is a past pupil of Finn Valley College. She is also an accomplished actress, having acted on TV, radio and theatre. Kathleen is currently a drama facilitator with the Ballard DCA in Balbuffet.
How long have you been an actress?
I have been an actress for about 27 years. I started off when I was very young. I played the part of Annie in the old Ballard Theatre, and that was the first role that I played.
How did you like playing Annie?
Well, I absolutely loved it. There was two of us that actually played Annie. There was another girl, Rachel Diver. She played the other Annie, and we shared the role night about, because it was such a big part. But because of that role, I ended up, getting a love for the theatre.
What made you want to become an actress?
Well, as I said, after doing that part there, that I was in sixth class, and then the following September, then I ended up going to the Tech, Finn Valley College. And whenever I was in fourth and fifth year, in particular, a couple of students, we ended up writing shows for the school's drama festival. And it got me into writing stuff, it got me into producing stuff, directing stuff. And then from then on, I was just bitten by the bug. And it was because of being at school and teachers giving me the chance to rehearse in school time that made me want to decide to do this for a living.
What is your favourite part about being an actress?
When you're an actress, you're not yourself. You can escape. So if you're in a bad mood when you come in to rehearsals and then you're playing a part where you're either serious or you might be a funny character, you end up coming out in a good humour because you're not being yourself. You're escaping into something else.
What would you do if you weren't an actress?
If I wasn't an actress, I think I'd be an interior designer. Totally different from anything to do with the arts. But I love the idea of walking into a blank room and designing. I suppose it's probably no different than designing a set for a play, like, but I like the idea of colours and fabrics and stuff like that.
What's your favourite role you've played?
Funny, somebody just asked me that recently, but earlier on this year, we did a show called Translations by Brian Freel, and we were one of the only companies in Ireland that had the rights to a Brian Freel play. Because of his passing, the rights were held back. So I got to play the part of Maya, one of my favourite parts, and I have to say that's probably one of my favourite parts to date.
What was it like for you coming back into Finn Valley College, having been at school in the old school?
Well, it was lovely coming in here because the building is just so beautiful, big, bright, friendly. You have a massive reception area, and also seeing students that I already knew, students that I may have taught in national school to our youth theatre or Donegal Youth Theatre. So it was lovely coming in and meeting the caretaker, the same caretaker that was here, and also one of my old teachers. So it was a really nice experience and meeting all you lovely people too.
Thank you. What work are you currently doing?
Well, at the moment I work as an educational officer in national schools and a drama facilitator. And what my role is in the Ballor DCA, Developmental Community Arts, is I go to national schools and I do a project called Drama in Action. And it's based on the school curriculum. And we do an 8-week programme with from juniors right up to sixth class. And it's based on the school curriculum. And we do an 8-week drama programme where we pick a subject like the 1916 Rising, sea pollution, whatever the subject, if the school wants something specific. And I design a project around that, and we spend 8 weeks with the students. And then in the evenings then we run our youth theatre and our Donegal Youth Theatre, where children come in and it's more performance-based drama. In school it's a process drama, and in the evenings it's performance-based where they get to play a part in a role. We direct, we may edit the scripts, write scripts, design the costumes, design everything with the help of all the students. So that's what I currently do with Ballor DCA.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Hello from the other side. I must have fallen a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. When I know you never seem to be whole. Hello from the outside. Leave it, don't tear you apart. Hello from the
am. It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So how from the other side?
Skills at Work program helps students view their future in terms of a career as opposed to just a job. By thinking outside the box as well as looking at traditional areas, it improves students' relation with peers, their self-confidence, speaking in public, conducting interviews, making students proud of their school and themselves. It also encourages them to focus on their strengths. Now, that's all from us folks. We hope you enjoyed our show. I would like to thank everybody involved in the making of the program, especially Highland Radio. And I would also like to give a big shout out to all of yous who listened in. To end the show, we are going to have some of the students of the O'Casey class tell you what they thought of the experience. And that will be followed by Avicii's The Nights.
I feel more confident about doing interviews and I've gained valuable skills in presenting myself at interviews.
The programme made me consider my own future and what I want to do when I leave school.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me. To those shining stars, he said, go venture far beyond the shores. Don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said, one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
me.